The new year brings yet another negative surprise from Obamacare. The Affordable Care Act, provides for a raft of new taxes and fees. Why would any right-thinking American think that is a surprise from this radical, progressive president? Happy New Year, Americans. These new taxes and fees are already producing higher, and in some cases much higher, health insurance premiums for average Americans like you and me. We now begin to understand the definition of affordable, as our dear president would define it. Affordable means no money and taxes and fees from you and me standing alone to them. The Wall Street Journal states, Obamacare includes so many taxes that it is hard to keep track. Hard to keep track. How in the name of Nancy Pelosi did we the people, the true and loyal Americans, ever let this abominable Obamacare happen to our country? The law is not only a medical disaster, but it will redefine what America is. It will create structural changes and deal yet another death blow to capitalism and the free enterprise system. Are you ready for that, my fellow Americans? Will you accept that? We thank you, our dear President Obama, for yet another lie. Not only can we not keep our present health insurance policies if we like them, period, but we will pay more and eventually much more for eventually much less under the Unaffordable Care Act. Time to wake up and protest, my fellow Americans, loudly and passionately, don't you think? Blue Cross Blue Shield of North Carolina, the state's largest private health insurer, has notified customers, that is North Carolina Americans, that it is raising health care premiums by as much as, you ready for this, 10%. 10% in the month of January alone. Blue Cross does this, they say, because of, are you ready for this, 8 new levies, that is taxes and fees, in the Obamacare Unaffordable Care Act, the so-called ACA. Another lie. Blue Cross Blue Shield North Carolina goes on to state, quote, the costs required to pay these new taxes and fees are included in your premium and will not be charged separately, end quote. Thank you again, Mr. Obama. And yet another lie. And Sebelius, equally deceptive, told us unashamedly not to worry about these taxes and premiums because the large insurers will pay for them. Oh, please. What absolute malarkey. The very first thing Blue Cross Blue Shield does, and Kaiser, and United, and Aetna, and all others will do, and immediately, is increase your and my medical insurance premiums by 10% or more. So much for the taxes. And that is so because of these Unaffordable Care Act taxes and fees. Let me say it again. They lied to us again. The insurance companies do not pay these taxes. We do. They are passed on to us, and we the people pay. We pay. Are you ever going to get tired of this, my fellow American? How in the world does this president and his administration get away with these flat-out, bald-faced lies over and over again to us? How does he get away with this? You can call me anything you want, including racist, but I am sick and tired of this president getting away with these kinds of things. Blue Cross has no problem telling us that Obamacare costs are included in our premiums. So, have a nice day. The Blue Cross policies with respect to charging costs, tax, and fees to the insured, that's you and me, will set a standard for the industry. Everybody will do the same thing. These policies will influence how insurers adjust to the law, redefine benefits, price them differently, and charge us accordingly. You know, we're the bottom line of all this stuff. We pay. The insurance companies remind us that there is a flat 2% tax on all health insurers. That is Blue Cross. So, poor them. Not poor them. Poor us. I suppose they, like Nancy Pelosi, finally found out what was really in the law. The billions of dollars raised will help Obama and company pay costs of the overall act in 2014. And, of course, that tax will raise health care premiums for consumers. That's us. But not by 2%. Hey, you ready for this? The insurance companies will charge us 3%. So maybe they'll make a 50% profit on the tax. Interesting, is it not, how insurance companies always find a way to make profit even on taxes themselves? Oh, and by the way, another tax. There is a yearly reinsurance fee, or whatever that is, of $63 for every single person insured. Where'd that come from? Oh, not to worry. The insurance companies will pay for that too, and not. In addition to our 3% increase in premiums, each of us will pay $63 per person for this reinsurance fee passed on to us. And these taxes have only just begun. You ready for more? More fees, more taxes and penalties under the Obama Unaffordable Care Act? I'm sorry, my fellow Americans, but it makes me so angry. Okay. There is a $2 fee per policy that funds a new federal bureaucracy called the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. Wow, that's quite a name, is it not? Whatever that means. No matter what it is another way and means by which government, that is Obama and company, will control the world of medicine and the health and future of you and me. I'm not going to stand for it. Keep an eye out, my fellow Americans, for the Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. Patient-Centered Outcomes Research Institute. How about that? The progressives, the medical radicals which will run that so-called institute will dramatically affect the quantity and quality of medical care you and your family will receive from this point forward. You ready for that? That is yet another ACA disaster waiting to happen. And yet another taxing gem from our dear president and his signature iconic ACA legislation. All health insurers, like Blue Cross and Blue Shield, all of them must pay a 3.5% user fee, which will afford them the privilege of selling health plans on the federal government established healthcare.gov website. You know, that website that is an absolute total disaster, which contains all the exchanges. That's unbelievable. You adding all of this up? You better, because we the people are paying for all of these hidden and deceitful taxes. We pay. By the way, if you are fortunate enough not to have your policy canceled as a result of the broken promise of our president, you should pay very close attention to your health care premiums. You should read monthly statements carefully. The large insurers send out form letters riddled with detail and fine print, some of which affects fundamental changes in your medical rights and privileges. Read the fine print. These notices effectuate pricing changes and translate the onerous, often deceitful, and obscure provisions of Obamacare to you, dumping all of the responsibility for the stuff on you. As one of our good listeners to the Crawford Stand stated, thank you very much, Mr. Obama. I suppose that was real tongue-in-cheek. In addition to all of these taxes and fees, and there are more and many more to come, the large insurance companies are warning customers that there are hidden taxes in Obamacare which even now, or soon to come, will be passed on to them in the form of increased premiums. Oh, how about that for a big surprise? You know, the Affordable Care Act. The insurance companies warn us that there is the medical equipment tax, levied on medical equipment manufacturers, which will make heart valves, stents, pacemakers, and other medical devices much more expensive. And you will pay. That excise tax on U.S. sales of medical devices is another 2.3%, more for you to pay. Some think that tax is already having devastating effects on the medical supply industry and its workforce. That tax dealt, as one writer said, a more than $20 billion blow to this good industry. And this industry employs more than 360,000 persons. The tax has impacted the Stryker Corporation of Michigan, which faults the tax for 1,000 layoffs and the Indiana-based Zimmer Corporation, which blames the tax on laying off 450 people and taking a $50 million charge against earnings, a little less for the IRS. And the Cook Medical Company in Indiana, which scrapped plans for the opening of a brand new United States factory every year. Oh, just think of the number of free enterprise jobs lost. And the Boston Scientific Corporation, which, get this, my fellow Americans, has opted to open new plants in tax-friendlier China and Ireland, not the United States. Thank you very much, Mr. Obama. Can you just imagine the impact on employment in America as these huge and incredibly qualitative corporations react to Obamacare generally, and this tax, and the number of jobs lost? Can you just imagine that? What a disaster. And more from the signature. Yeah, it really does define Mr. Obama, the signature legislation of Barack Hussein Obama. The ACA provides for a $50,000 excise tax on charitable hospitals that fail to meet new community health assessment needs and financial assistance, whatever that means, and other rules set by the Health and Human Services Department and Secretary Sebelius. Play by our rules, hospitals. Play or pay. Thank you, Chief Justice John Roberts of the U.S. Supreme Court, for all of these new taxes you so readily foisted upon us by your fifth vote regarding the constitutionality of Obamacare. Thank you very much. You want more? Pretty sickening already, is it not? And now comes a 3.8% surtax, a surtax on investment income. Your income and mine from, you ready for this, capital gains and dividends. Do you get dividends, my fellow American? Watch out for the tax. There is a threshold, but there is hardly an American family anywhere which does not depend upon capital gains and dividends to some extent, including, of course, the major target of this abominable CARE Act, the rich and the wealthy. Boy, if you're rich or you're wealthy, watch out. Tax after tax after tax. God bless America. By the way, the taxing authority of this act knows no limits. There is also a $24 billion tax on the, you ready for this, the paper industry. The paper industry. To control a pollutant known as black liquor. Black liquor in the paper industry. That kind of tax in the Affordable Care Act? They got it through, the Pelosi folk did, because nobody read it. I wonder if Harry Reid knew about that when he ran this bill through the Senate. Probably not. But I am sure once he found out about it, he was all for it. And this one. There is a 10% excise tax on Americans using indoor tanning salons. How in the name of the IRS did a tanning salon become yet another target, another victim of Obamacare? Why them? I bet you may have even forgotten that there was an $87 billion increase in Medicare payroll taxes for employees. $87 billion. And that took effect January 2013. Hey, my fellow Americans, you are already paying your pro rata share of $87 billion for new Medicare fees and taxes. And I bet you did not even know about it or had already forgotten about it. Maybe even you don't care about it, but I think you should. Why don't you ask your employer what you paid in Medicare payroll taxes in 2012 and then compare that with how much by percentage in dollars you are paying in 2013? You might not like that. And then maybe you should ask Obama and company why. Why? Americans who had catastrophic medical expenses personally paid by them were allowed to write off as deductions those medical expenses from their income tax in any amount over 7.5% of adjusted gross income, AGI. I suppose the radical progressives in the Obama administration, including our dear president himself, thought they could strike yet another blow at the wealthy by not allowing them to deduct such expenses until they had paid 10% of AGI rather than 7.5%. This president and the way he works and this act, the Affordable Care Act, is an absolute catastrophic disaster for America. So I say unashamedly, criticize me as you will, wake up, America. This man, our president, has 3 more years to go, and he has only just begun. So let's get it on. Let's get it on. I'm against him and his policies, and especially this abominable act. Do you remember a delightful opportunity called the Flexible Spending Accounts, the FSA? Now there is a new cap on such flexible spending accounts of $2,500 per year. You could save that money and tax deduct it because you could pay your medical expenses from that. And now, less monies which you can put away tax-free to pay for your own medical bills. Your own medical bills. More dependence for you and for me on Big Brother, that is Barack Hussein Obama. To me, it is just incredible how this man and the administration he rules over gets away with it. And the Unaffordable Care Act provided for the elimination of the tax deduction for employer-provided prescription drug coverage. Employers were able to claim all such payments as a tax deduction for Medicare recipients. But no more. If you're an employer, then you must have some money, and maybe you're wealthy, so you pay more in taxes. And some more. Isn't this just unbelievable? Are you keeping track of how many taxes we're talking about? And this one, thank you, Mr. Obama, is a duty. An income surtax of 1% of adjusted gross income, the AGI, rising to as much as 2.5% by 2016. Whew, incredible. That tax is on individuals who refuse to go along with Obamacare, that is, refusing to buy a medical policy which is approved by the government, that is, HHS and Sebelius and Obama. If you don't buy, you pay. If you refuse to pay, you will pay as much as 2.5% of your income to the federal government because you have the courage to defy Obamacare and not purchase those wrongful and unconstitutional policies required by Obamacare. So many in this younger generation, especially college graduates and those in their 20s, are all for Obama and consequently these radical policies without having any idea how this abominable legislation will affect them. These very same Obama supporters don't want to buy these policies. How do you reconcile that? So many are civically and legislatively unaware until such time as they are personally affected, and especially economically. Then they pay attention. Of course, the Unaffordable Care Act will take its toll on the wealthy, but it will also have its effect in so many ways, both direct and indirect, on the young, the naive, the indifferent, and the unaware. Those young people have a free ride for medical care up to the age of 26, and that's not fair. And they can stay on their parents' plans free of charge, and that's not fair. They pay nothing, even though their parents pay more. So I suppose you could say that our younger generation doesn't really have to worry about Obamacare until they turn 27. So don't worry. Be happy. An uneducated, unaware, uninvolved younger generation is the death knell of America. Even more, a $2,000 tax will be charged to employers with 50 or more workers for every full-time worker not offered health insurance by the employer. Hey, that would be me. Not the health exchange, but the employer. Obama, in his infinite wisdom and generosity, has delayed the implementation of that regulation. How about that? But, at the first opportunity, it will be back, reinstated and used by this administration to effectuate more control and more tax. That is the ultimate goal of Barack Hussein Obama. Can you take any more? And then there is another $60 billion tax on health insurers, which was effective January 1st. You and I will pay for that since that amount will be a pass-through in the form of a higher medical premium. We're already paying for that. Have you forgotten about it? And perhaps you know about the so-called Cadillac insurance plan, tax, whatever they are, for the government will charge a 40% excise tax on all such plans. They're not part of the exchange. They're not approved by Obamacare. So they grandfathered them. They provided exemptions for them, and then they will tax them. The Unaffordable Care Act, Obamacare, is an absolute disaster. And there are more taxes and fees and charges to come. Obama and Sebelius think they have the power to grant exemptions to this act, which they do with impunity. Remember this, my fellow Americans. Every exemption granted means those exempted, whether business entities or individuals, pay no Obamacare taxes. And consequently, you and I pay more. Can you accept that? We pay for them. The less taxpayers, the more real taxpayers pay. Another indirect tax of Obamacare. I have little or no respect for this president. May I be blunt? The way he operates and how this act is implemented and his disdain for the American public, I've had enough of it all. I detest the way he approaches America and implements the law with impunity and at his whim and discretion, and what appears to me as utter disregard and disdain for the average American citizen. Come at me if you will, but I've had enough. For him, it is all about government and government control. It is about power and decision-making by the elite, the ruling class, separate and apart from you and me, with an utter indifference to the American people and especially what you and I think. I regard Barack Hussein Obama as despotic, oligarchic, attempting in so many ways to destroy the foundation of the America I love, and I hope you love it as well. This man is determined to deconstruct America as we know it and reconstruct it the way he wants it. I'm against him. I'm against that. And I will not let that happen. Mr. Obama has at his disposal the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, illegal and unconstitutional no matter what Justice Roberts says. And that act can give him the opportunity to do as he pleases. Ignore the Congress, bypass the House and Senate, oppose the Supreme Court to the very end, and do as he pleases. The America you and I have known for years is on its way out, not just simply changed, as Obama promised, but radically deconstructed. And your children and mine will live in a far different world, a radically changed America than you and I have ever known. Can you accept this? Are you unaware of this? Will you not stand up to this? And that will happen because we the people do not stand up. You know, like Hobby Lobby, God bless them. We should resist this man and his ACA with all of our might. We should refuse to bow down to this act and this man. We should stand up for conscience, and we should fight the fight of faith and morality. We have to do it now, or we will forever be changed by this act. And our federal government will control, don't forget this, almost 20% of our economy and the entire world of medicine now and forevermore. 20%. $1 out of $5 controlled by Obama and company. Nothing could be a greater disaster for America. Wake up, America. Wake up. This president, Secretary Sebelius, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, and in fact, the entire administration, top to bottom, has lied to the American people over and again. I am willing to call a lie a lie and to be wary of a liar. You call me what you want. I ask you to face the truth. Are you willing to do that? Face the truth. We get anything but the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. None of that from Washington. None of it. And I am incensed. I am angered. And I personally will tolerate it no longer. I have had enough, and I intend to work with all of my might to effectuate change back, change back. I want the America I know and love. Do you? And will you stand up?